Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
My leadership and voice will not be diminished if I am not on this committee for one term.
Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar has been ousted from her appointment on the Foreign Affairs Committee by a vote of 218 to 211 because of comments about Israel that have been considered anti-Semitic. House Republicans have said this is legitimate cause to remove her from the panel, but House Democrats say it's purely an act of retribution. Congress remains divided over how to proceed with the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's not interested in passing a clean debt ceiling increase without government spending reforms. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer thinks the real trouble with passing a debt ceiling will be dissent among House Republicans.
We believe the House cannot pass a debt ceiling bill the way they're talking about it. That if it is very minor cuts, the MAGA Republicans will prevail. If it is major cuts, the more mainstream Republicans will build.
Democrats have been calling on Republicans for a concrete plan instead of constantly saying cuts have to be made. Although both parties are unified on the need to raise the debt ceiling, there's plenty of division on how the process should occur. According to a 2022 poll from the Peter G. Robinson Foundation, 83% of voters want the president and Congress to take more time to address the national debt, with many feeling it needs to be a top priority. Inspector General Michael Horowitz testified before the House Oversight and Accountability Committee on federal COVID-19 relief programs. One topic was fraud in the Paycheck Protection Program and unemployment assistance programs. A study from the University of Texas at Austin finds 1.4 million PPP loans appear fraudulent. This equates to about $64 billion in taxpayer money. Horowitz said it might be close to $100 billion, but he's determined to uncover all fraud that occurred with these programs.
We're going to be counting and figuring this out for years to come. We're going to go after every penny we can.
House Democrats are pushing for the Ensuring Women's Right to Reproductive Freedom Act. The bill would establish a private right of action for women to travel across state lines to obtain an abortion. It would also affirm the Attorney General's enforcement authority to bring civil lawsuits in a case where a person is prevented from or retaliated against for traveling. Although no state has enacted a law banning travel, Missouri has a pending bill that enforces abortion restrictions through civil lawsuits. Washington Representative Marilyn Strickland noted safe reproductive health care comes with the ability to go elsewhere if you need it.
We want to make sure that the ability to get access to safe and legal abortion is available for all people, regardless of your background. And the ability to travel is definitely part of that.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.